This is John Lothian with the commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for October 13th, 2020. This daily update is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. Here are the comments from today's Hits and Takes section of JLN. Joseph Sullivan, one of the founders of the Chicago Board Options Exchange and its first president, has passed away at the age of 82. He was such an influential figure in the establishment of the CBOE and the options industry that followed that the Options Industry Council named an award after him, given to recognize individuals who have made outstanding contributions to the growth and integrity of the U.S. options market. CBOE Global Markets will honor Sullivan with a moment of silence today before the markets open. Here is the CBOE's notice about Sullivan's passing. CBOE Global Markets, a market operator and global trading solutions provider, today issued the following statement. CBOE Global Markets mourns the loss of Joseph Sullivan III, the founder and first president of the Chicago Board Options Exchange, who passed away October 2, 2020. CBO extends condolences to the Sullivan family and expresses sincere gratitude for Sullivan's vision and drive to launch CBO 47 years ago, establishing the listed options industry in the U.S. Ed Tilley, chairman, president, and CEO of CBOE Global Markets, added, "On behalf of all of CBO, we are deeply saddened to lose a visionary leader like Joe Sullivan. His dedication, determination, and commitment to launching CBOE, in spite of many challenges, laid the foundation for the vibrant options market that exists today. Joe was immensely proud of what CBOE and the U.S. options industry would become. Our industry simply would not have been what it is without Joe's innovative thinking and leadership, and we are forever grateful for his passion and genius." Sullivan began his career as a reporter for the Wall Street Journal before joining the Chicago Board of Trade and eventually launching CBOE on April 26, 1973. For the last 18 years, the Options Industry Council has recognized significant individual contributions to the growth and integrity of the U.S. options market in his honor through the Joseph W. Sullivan Options Industry Achievement Award presented at the industry's annual conference. Sullivan reflected on the CBOE's founding in his 2019 memoir, The Advent of the Chicago Board Options Exchange, a golden anniversary memoir by its founding president. His obituary is available via the Knoxville News Sentinel, where the family requests donations be sent to the McNabb Center, a behavioral health services center in Knoxville. The JLN team was lucky enough to work with Sullivan on the CBOE's 40th anniversary video. He was an extraordinary man who went from being a reporter for the Wall Street Journal covering Congress to an assistant to the president of the Chicago Board of Trade. Here's the statement from the OCC on the passing of Joe Sullivan. OCC's board of directors, management, and colleagues joined CBOE Global Markets and the U.S. exchange-listed options industry in honoring the life of Joseph Sullivan III. It was Joe's vision and astute understanding of U.S. derivatives markets that helped lead the way to the creation of the Chicago Board Options Exchange, the trading of the first listed options contract, and ultimately the formation of the Options Clearing Corporation. Joe's leadership, along with other knowledgeable industry experts, not only resulted in a strong and vibrant marketplace that provided a powerful risk management tool for investors, it also created economic opportunity for many in Chicago and the U.S. and enhanced the city of Chicago's position as the financial derivatives capital of the world. We send our condolences to the Sullivan family. The FIA has a new podcast out, the title of which is FIA Speaks, Episode 14, CFTC Commissioner Russ Benham. The JLN GoFundMe campaign saw more progress yesterday with contributions from Supercritical LLC, the J. Cowie consulting firm. Also, rock and roll stars and former CME groupers Steve Stazak and Ray McKenzie gave. So did former CME grouper Kelly Brown. Stasiak is now retired and was the focus of a JLN video last year. Ray McKenzie, an all-around good guy, is now with Apple. And Kelly Brown recently left ErisX and has his own firm, Derivatives Advisor LLC. Thank you to all of them, those who have given before, and all who are yet to give. See our website for details on giving to our GoFundMe campaign to help support our MarketsWiki education efforts and John Lothian and company in general. MarketsWiki has passed the 190 million page mark. The next stop is 200 million page views. Here's some more stories from the hits and takes section. Just in time for the November U.S. elections and beyond, CBOE Options Institute plans to host a 60-minute webinar on Wednesday, October 14th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time on shielding against drawdowns using VIX tradable products. Registration information is available online on our website. Today, we posted a video for our Open Outcry Traders History Project, this time of Chris Haymeyer. Chris Haymeyer started out as a runner in the CBOT grain pits, but he really wanted to get into the financial room, which many of the grain traders sneered at. He did it, trading bonds and eventually becoming a phone clerk. From there, he moved up to starting his own clearing firm with Ralph Goldberg, growing the business over 20 years and eventually becoming CEO of Haymeyer, a prop firm and futures broker. Haymeyer spoke with John Lothian about the amazing energy of the trading floors and the burgeoning of electronic trading, telling some stories of highlights and lowlights from the early years of the open outcry pits and the financial room at the Chicago Board of Trade. Today, JLN has a podcast titled Stuart Connolly of Cloud Margin on Bringing Efficiencies to Post-Trade Derivative Processing. There's been an advancement in efficiency in derivatives that has stopped before getting to the back end, and Cloud Margin is working to change that. The company's CEO, Stuart Connolly, wants to bring efficiencies to collateral management and take operational risk out of the process. He spoke to John Lothian about the solutions to these problems, as well as the $15 million financing round Cloud Margin just closed on, working with partners like Deutsche Bank, Deutsche Börse, and Citi, and how the pandemic has accelerated people's mindsets about transforming their technology stack. To listen to the podcast, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here's some more stories from the first read section of today's John Lothian newsletter. Bloomberg has a story. San Francisco apartment rents crater up to 31%, most in the U.S. San Francisco's sky-high apartment rents are falling fast. The median monthly rate for a studio in the city tumbled 31% in September from a year ago to $2,285, compared with a 0.5% decline nationally, according to data released Tuesday by Realtor.com. One-bedroom rents in San Francisco fell 24%, and two-bedroom were down 21% to $2,873 and $3,931 a month, respectively. A story in The Guardian is Cabin Fever. Tickets for meal on board Singapore Park plane sells out. Diners have rushed to pay up to £360 per head to eat a meal on a stationary plane in the latest sign of public appetite to recreate the onboard experience without traveling. Singapore Airlines launched a waiting list after tickets rapidly sold out for two weekends of sittings on board two stationary A380 Super Jumbos with meals at seats and the chance to watch a movie. Alibi no longer in flight. Fraud and ineptitude are undermining COVID relief. Before any more stimulus money gets handed out, Congress and the White House have to clean up some messes. This is a story by Tim O'Brien in Bloomberg. How easy is it to steal federal funds meant for jobless Americans struggling to survive the COVID-19 economy? It is easy. Using huge databases of stolen personal information, cybercriminals based everywhere from Nigeria to London have pocketed an estimated $8 billion meant for people forced out of work due to the coronavirus so far. Katie Murphy and Rebecca Rainey wrote in Politico on Monday. A dose of optimism as the pandemic rages on. The months ahead will be difficult, but the medical cavalry is coming and the rest of us know what we need to do. This is a story in the New York Times by Donald G. McNeil Jr. On March 16th, back when White House news conferences were still deemed safe to attend, President Trump stood before reporters and announced that drastic nationwide restrictions in schools, workplaces, our social lives were needed to halt the coronavirus. Here are Monday's top three most read stories from the John Lothian newsletter. Our top read story Monday was the John Lothian News Help John Lothian News Capture Our Industry History with GoFundMe campaign. Second was the New York Times, When Your Last $166 Vanishes, Fast Fraud Surges on Payment Apps. Third was the Intercontinental Exchange's Intercontinental Exchange provides update on plans to launch ICE Futures, Abu Dhabi, and world's first Murban crude futures contracts. Here are your MarketsWiki stats of the day. As mentioned previously, MarketsWiki has gone over the 190 million page mark for pages viewed. We are at 190,002,873 pages viewed, with 24,455 pages on the site and 226,286 edits. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.